Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Pat Bradley in the Zone is brought to you by River City Flooring.
Bradley off a screen for three. Is he going to miss? He's been terrific in this first half.
River City Flooring. The only thing better than their selection is their service. Visit RiverCityFlooringInc.com. RiverCityFlooringInc.com.
All right, explain to Pat what the Johnny Cash angle is of Broiler, your new book.
Yeah, well, it's in all of the story. So it's a song that gets played, and then they pick it up, and it kind of has that refrain, I fell for you like a child, oh, but the fire went wild. And yeah, for me to use that one lyric throughout the book.
Was a lot of headache.
It was a lot of headache.
Okay.
A lot of money, actually.
But worth it.
Too.
Yeah, okay,
you have to
really
pay these people. So I'm getting my money's worth out of this Johnny Cash deal.
And so are they, apparently.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get our money's worth out of Patrick. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Wow. Yeah. Did I just enter into something I didn't think I would hear on the Zone?
I know.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, Eli's very talented. I mean, we haven't even had Susan on yet, you know? She would be jealous, too, I think. Maybe we can get you up on stage at Billy D's one of these days.
I'm ready.
You could sing on stage with Susan, and then you can come down and sign some books.
Yeah.
What's up, Patrick? You made it to New York safely?
Yeah, made it to New York, and getting ready to hit the town a little bit.
Yep.
Head over to one of the oldest Irish pubs in the country, McSorley's.
Pat's going to spend...
And maybe...
Pat's going to spend the fourth watching guys smash wieners. So, that's a good time.
With a bunch of other people dressed up as wieners in the crowd. But you know what? After listening to Eli, I'm inspired. I got to try to find some live music out here in NYC. I don't know any great venues. Like,
they got
probably
a few
Nashville
spots.
I'm guessing if there's a spot or a place where you can find some live music, New York's probably among them for sure.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Pat,
I'm just gonna figure it out.
I got Let me ask you about Jason Tatum's deal. As a Celtics fan, also I heard that the Celtics are for sale. I don't know if they're worth as much as Tatum's deal is. I assume they are. I'm just kidding. But what do you think of his deal? And what do you think of the Celtics? Who do you want to be the owner?
Well, so I think something pretty interesting has happened because, you know, Mark Cuban sells his majority into the Mavericks of Mavericks last year. And I just get the sense that some of these owners don't necessarily want to have to be on the hook. Like, yes, there's going to be a big television deal of money coming through, but the salaries are going to be so high. And it just seems like a lot of these owners are looking to get out of it. And if you're the Celtics, you buy for $380 million in 2002, and you could quite possibly sell. I mean, the value obviously has never been so high coming off a championship. But the flip side of that is the amount of money that they're going to be on the hook for is insane. And I know they're making a ton, but still, like, it's amazing to me how, you know, I've been saying this for a decade, right, Justin? At some point, the bubble's going to burst at some point, and it has. It's just amazing the amount of revenues that the television deals bring in, and I think it concerns some owners about what they're going to be on the hook for down the line. The Celtics are going to have two guys making $50, $60 million a year.
It's crazy. What do you think of that? Tatum, obviously, if anybody's worth it, Tatum would be a guy. Are you okay with this contract?
Yeah. There's no question you have to give him that contract. He certainly earned it. What's unfortunate, though, is the current Celtics team, because of, you know, the luxury tax and how much they'll be over that, they're only going to be able to keep this team together for another season, maybe two seasons. And then, you know, you look at how are you going to pay all these guys? Now, it's a hell of a roster, but they kind of got fortunate, you know, putting it together. So, but I think, listen, they want it. The NBA seems to be as balanced as we've ever had it in a while. So for them to be able to just be in position to run it back next year, I think is a lot of Celtics fans would be happy about that.
Pat Bradley joining us today, courtesy of our friends at River City Flooring, online at RiverCityFlooringInc.com. The Karen Reed trial, Pat, we've both been following it closely. And it ended in a mistrial after all that. The lead investigator who trashed her to a number of people has been basically booted off the force. So obviously his reputation tarnished through this process. And I was reading this morning. So again, she's alleged to have, by the prosecutor, run over her boyfriend, causing his death. A lot of other suggestions as to what actually happened. But here, I read this morning, Pat. This is from the prosecutor. The defendant drove her vehicle in reverse at 24.2 miles an hour for 62 and a half feet, struck Mr. O'Keefe, causing those catastrophic head injuries. And I know there's a lot of misogynists and sexists sitting out there going, there's no way that a woman could drive her car backward 60 feet and hit something on purpose.
That's impressive.
But that is not something we would say. I don't know anybody who could do that, frankly, unless they're like a professional driver who also wasn't drunk, which she probably was since she had been at a couple different bars with this guy prior to this event. I'm sorry, Pat. Yeah. I'm willing to suspend disbelief. I'm not sure Star Wars didn't actually happen, but this is too much for me to buy.
And it was during a snowstorm.
That too. She got lucky, maybe.
That too. And that's it's such a bizarre story. And, you know, it's amazing how because, you know, we watched some trials, you know, Casey Anthony. I mean, I was kind of young enough or old enough, I guess, to kind of keep up with the OJ trial.
What happened with him?
He ended up passing. He did go to jail.
Yes.
But, you know, it's crazy some of the information that the jury doesn't get that's not allowed to be submitted, but you still hear the discussions. So I think there's a lot of info that the jury mm-hmm. wasn't able to weigh. But the other thing is, how are you now going to bring a trial again? Like, everyone's already got their mind made up. You're going to bring in another jury?
You have to.
You have to.
You have
they
to.
All heard. Everybody's heard about the story.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. They may have to move it to, like, Maine. I don't know. Tough deal, for sure.
Back roads of Maine.
Wild story. Hey, listen, we're tight on time. I know you are, too, so we're going to let you go. I appreciate it. One last thing. We just got some news this morning, and he is a zone favorite. We're big fans of his. The former Arkansas State coach, Blake Anderson, who has been at Utah State for the last 4 years, story out this morning that he is away on administrative leave and is not likely to return as the head coach. No other details available, but that was one that was out of left field. Did not expect that today, but weird deal. We'll see what the story is.
I did see that. Yeah, I saw that. And I mean, he's obviously had a couple of tragedies recently, right, in the last 4 or 5 years
mm-hmm.
since his wife passed.
Yep. Lost his son.
A couple years back.
Absolutely,
so.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, I hate it for him, and I don't know what the deal is, but we'll get more details, I'm sure, in the not-too-distant future. But best of luck to you, Pat. What do you think the odds are that Hawk Tua Girl will be at the hot dog eating contest? It seems like a good fit to me.
Well, certainly she'd be very, very busy with the amount of wieners that are consumed in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. She'd be busy, busy, busy.
You think she's a mustard relish girl? What kind of girl do you think she is?
I think she just... that's about all. That's all.
This guy.
Goodbye, Pat.
Bye. All
right, boys.
Ridiculous. Eli, you're welcome to stay till 1 if you want, but if you got to go, we'll let you have your exit here.
Yeah, I'm about to head on out, man.
My friend, it was great. Thanks for the song. You singing tonight?
Yeah, I think I'm going to break it out a little bit.
I think that's good.
See if I can get, I wonder if Graham plays anything.
Well, see if you can get him to harmonize with you. He probably does.
Surely.
He probably does. Probably flies a plane. Yeah. He's probably an architect and a marine biologist. He does all kinds of interesting things.
Yeah, so, thank y'all for having me.
That'll be fun tonight,
man.
Have a great time. Yeah. I'm going to try to swing over there if I can.
Cool.
I got a pack to get out of town, but if I can get down, I'll come by.
Cool.
Yep.
Oh, man, that was awesome. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
That was so cool.
I was impressed. I was like, we'll let you sing. I didn't expect it to be really good.
yeah, this guy.
Oh, then when he turned it up, I was just like, whoa, what are we doing?
How about the way he, like, hooked you and kind of he slow-reeled you in and then was like, oh, you in now.
Gave me some August Rush vibes.
Oh, I couldn't get out.
Playing that guitar.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Awesome.